On the line, I have Sinn Féin councillor Chris Curran. Hello, Chris. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you now?
Okay, Sandyford. A lot of people don't understand the business of vulture funds and how it works, but NAM is in the equation this time, and it's a property out in Sandyford. Can you give us the background to it?
Yeah, of course I can. Look, first of all, I suppose the only large scale new housing that's being built in the Rathdown side of Dunleary, Rathdown County Council, is coming about from real estate investment trusts. Now, these organisations are very large, very well-funded organisations that have no problem going off and buying large apartment blocks and then taking those as investments, renting them out, and then paying back dividends to the pension funds and that kind of stuff that are backing them, okay?
Yeah.
Now, as it works out in Sandyford, we've a block there that there's a company which is it's in receivership, and its loans are owned by NAM. Okay, So this particular company, anyway, they put in for planning permission for I think about 406 apartments in this block. Okay,
yeah.
So that's fair enough. We were kind of allowing that to happen until more recently now, where the it's now gone for sale. Okay, and it's looking at a guide price of about 36 million. Now, and that's not the construction aspect of it. That's purely the site with full planning permission. So, when you look at this, the only people right now who'd be in the market to be able to buy this land with the planning permission would be another real estate investment trust or somebody of that nature. Okay. Now, the point about it is in the middle of a housing crisis, how the hell can we allow this to happen?
Can I just ask you, sorry, can I just interrupt you there and ask you about the land? When you're saying so many hundred million or 36 million, is that what you said?
Yeah, the guide price for the land with the planning permission.
Is that market price, though? I mean, we hear a lot of the times that when they sell, NAM sells off land or whatever, it's underpriced as regards the market. So is that market price, do you think?
It's my understanding of it that is the current market value of that property.
Okay. Sorry for interrupting you. Carry on.
No, it's fine. So, look, the point about it is that a couple of years ago, I understand that there was an amendment to the NAM Act proposed where NAM could potentially sell off properties on a social responsibility basis back to local authorities.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But that was defeated. It wasn't supported by the government parties. Okay, so that's left us a little bit in limbo with this. Now, the point about it is, morally, personally, I feel it's totally unjust that we should allow this to happen. Okay, so what we have done within Dunleary Rathdown County Council, the council owns a couple of different companies itself, and They're what are known as special purpose vehicles, okay? And one particular company is a company called DLR Properties Limited. You know, it's in the title, properties, okay? And the thing is, that owns a large land bank down in Cherrywood at the moment, okay?
Yeah.
And what I brought up last night in the council was that could we be in a position, if it meant changing the some of the legal aspect of that company, to bring that particular company into the environment of being able to bid for the property, okay? And in the same respect then, for the state to be able to bring the money back into that company. So, in essence, it's one big contra transaction, I suppose, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, what sort of reaction did you get?
Well, initially the reaction was that they didn't think it was possible, okay?
Okay.
But then the meeting was suspended, okay? The officials left and to talk about this issue and other issues and then came back. And then after the meeting then, I did get speaking to some of the senior officials on it, and they said, actually, now we realise what it is that you're trying to do. So could we have a meeting again later on in the week? So I will be meeting the council officials again later on in the week to have a discussion to see, look, can we do anything with this company to bring it into the environment of being able to get that land?
Okay. You've written to NAM and to the ministers asking them to intervene. What sort of reaction did you get from them?
Well, I'm afraid we don't get much back there.
Wow.
Nothing.
No answer at all?
Nothing. Wow. Haven't had an acknowledgement.
And how does that impair what you're trying to do, or does it?
It's very infuriating, I'll be honest with you. A lot of people, like, we have a massive housing crisis right across the state, okay, particularly in Dublin. And I'm dealing with people who are on the brink of homelessness every single day, okay? And there was a time, once upon a time, there was a time where you get, as a public official, you get a certain reward yourself and a degree of personal fulfillment when you manage to get somebody a house. And you've put the work in, you've put forward a good business case, and you won it. But now we're in a situation where it's not even the getting of the house, it's getting somebody off the street.
Yeah,
so when you're in that scenario and you're right at the front of this, okay, and you're dealing with people day in, day out who are on the ground, okay, and then you're dealing with the senior aspects of government who really just don't want to know. Okay. And we're, like, within the Limerick Down County Council, we never really have any new out of the box thinking from any from the larger parties. We just don't have it. They're not interested. I honestly believe they're not interested. They want all the lead to come from the Minister for Housing, Owen Murphy. And the point is, we all know that Owen's policies, they aren't working.
Okay. It's strange that you didn't get any answer, because he seems to be, well, he gives the impression that he's looking for new ideas all the time. That's the impression he gives, but you didn't get an answer.
Come here.
So what's going to happen?
Let me tell you.
Go on.
Look, can I give you another example, if you don't, and I don't mean to interrupt you, but
okay, go on.
When it comes to new ideas, I'll give you a brilliant one when it comes to new ideas, okay? Leopardstown Racecourse, right? Leopardstown Racecourse is a massive, big, green land bank in South Dublin. Now, it's Dublin's only remaining racecourse. I accept that. No problem with that, okay? However, they own a large chunk of land in Carrig Mines, okay? And we believe we can get about 400 units on that. Now, here's the thing about it is, it has water, very important, right? It's zoned for housing. It has an unused Lewis stop, right? Now, I brought that to the minister, right? And I said to the minister, look, this has something here. And the fact that HRI, Horse Racing Ireland in this case, are a state-owned, a semi-state body, they're in receipt of 50 million a year from the Exchequer through the budget. That's what they get. So what I wanted to do was I wanted to see a transfer of a sufficient land to be able to provide 400 units on that. We had to fight our way through the Limerick-Down County Council for 3 months to get that issue brought up and to eventually have it passed. And what the issue basically was to contact the minister, okay, and to contact HRI, and to contact, unfortunately, the Minister for Agriculture, because that's under whose remit this comes. We did all that. We got it through. Then the Minister for Agriculture, he comes back and he then says, that's grand, lads. Thanks very much for the letter. I'm going to let Horse Racing Ireland deal with you on this matter.
Okay.
And Horse Racing Ireland came back to us and said, we have a master plan ourselves. Now, the point about it is political pressure should have been applied in that situation to make it happen. So when we're talking about new ideas, I did bring this to Owen Murphy's attention. Owen Murphy did say to me, Chris, if all that you have there adds up, we'll include it from 2023 onwards in the next round of rebuild in Ireland.
2023, Chris, is a long time.
2023, exactly. Yeah. The problem is now.
Now, yeah.
So it's not that we're not trying to bring new ideas in. Yes, we are, and we need out-of-the-box thinking if we're ever going to get on top of this problem.
Okay.
Ever.
The council is full of members of each party, so have you got the unison among all the councillors, do you think, on this idea that you have now?
It's actually a very good question. When I brought it up last night, no other councillors spoke up in relation to it.
Okay.
Right. However, that's not to say we have got it listed as an official council meeting coming up in Dundrum in the next while. And the purpose of that is what we're asking is we're basically asking for the sale to be stopped.
Okay.
That we go to the minister and we ask him to stop, because I understand that under the NAMA Act, the minister does have the power to be able to direct NAMA on some occasions.
Okay, so when you say you have a meeting in the next while, it's not a government answer, is it? Like, what's the next while? I'm not trying to be smart about just the idea.
No, I know. No, well, I'm just not sure exactly when the date is.
Okay.
It could either be next Monday or the Monday after is when that particular issue is going to come up.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
But from there, as councillors, the next step there is that all we can do is write a letter to the minister,
mm-hmm.
just saying that it has the support of the councillors who represent the people in the area. But the real solution here is at national government level. It 100% is. And my understanding of it is that the Minister for Finance in this case has got the ability to be able to direct NAMA.
Okay.
So if we were ever going to resolve or bring that land across into state ownership to help deal with the housing crisis, it's on Pascal Donoghue's desk in this case.
Okay. Well, that's around your constituency. I'm sure there's lots of areas around Dublin and around the country as well probably have the same type of... prospects as well, so I suppose we just have to wait and see. Will someone do something a little bit quicker than 2023? Okay. Listen, Chris, thank you very much. I know you're very busy. Thank you very much for talking to us here.
My pleasure. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Bye-bye. And that's Sinn Féin councillor Chris Curran. No comment. That's all I will say to that. No comment.